Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is John Barber, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
In the meantime, one of the other guests we chatted with at the Celebrity Authors event, Hollywood Museum, is Carol Honig. Carol is the author of four books, the latest of which is called The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, and it is a collaboration with John Barber.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? John's byline is not on the book because he didn't want it on the book. And I was like, but John, so many of your reviews that we're addressing in the book, people need to know. And he goes, no, Carol, just put my name on it. But the reviews are all about different movies that he'd reviewed and how these movies had affected me and my experience, the movie experience. And we agree on a lot of them, and some of them we don't agree on. But it's a real pleasure working with John just about anything. So he's a lot of fun, and so we discuss that.
Carol Honig, her latest book is called The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, available wherever books are sold.
Yep.
Collaboration with John Barber. It's a collection of his many reviews that he wrote for Los Angeles Magazine throughout the 1970s. I understand this book was sort of a happy accident because John stumbled onto the box where he found those.
Yes. Well, when I worked with him on his memoir, Your Mother's Not a Virgin, and, you know, part of it he talked about being a critic, a film critic, and then I would be watching Turner Classic Movies and seeing the movies that he reviewed that when they first came out, but now are classics. And I mentioned something to him about that, and he goes, oh, I don't even know if I have those reviews. And I think it was his wife, Serena, that found them in a trunk in the garage, maybe. And so he copied all the reviews for me and sent a stack. Well, you can't see me, but a really big stack to my home. And I went through them, and I think we could have a part two because I could only pick out just so many that we talked about.
Yeah, The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, a collection of some of John Barber's movie reviews from the 1970s, his reviews of The Sting, his reviews of Network, his reviews of Grease, and many other iconic movies, and how they impacted Carol personally.
Yeah.
The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, available wherever books are sold. When you're not collaborating with John Barber, you have a background in publishing and publishing PR. In fact, if I remember correctly, you organize book events, so today is sort of up your alley.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I worked for Bordis Books for many years. I was a national events coordinator based out of Park Avenue in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. But I booked across the country in the Bordis stores. And then in 2016, I opened up my own bookstore in Rockville Center, Long Island. That only lasted for 4.5 years because the first 6 months that we were opened, they closed the street due to construction. And so we had to be creative, but I did like literary teas and that kind of thing, but we couldn't keep afloat. But I do publicity for authors, I do ghostwriting, and my real love is writing fiction, and I have how many novels do I have? I have two novels.
I think you have two novels.
And by written five, my fifth one my agent has right now, so we're working on trying to get that published. And so that's, you know, I just love being in this industry. It's just the dynamic is just so interesting. It's not easy.
It's not easy. And going back to your background in book events and publishing, it's been particularly tricky the last 18 months or so because,
yeah.
I mean, what's cool today is a live in-person event, and there's nothing like that, being able to meet your readers in a forum such as today. But I know that a number of people have done a number of virtual things, and
right.
while you can reach some people, it's not quite the same.
Yeah, no, you know, I was on a lot of Zoom calls with different people, but, you know, it's hard enough to get people to buy your books when you do in-person events, which I've found. But doing it on Zoom, it's very easy to hide behind your home and not have to buy the book, but get, you know, listen to the author speak, and then like, oh, maybe I'll eventually get the book. But doing a live event is just that one-on-one with everybody that you come across is so much nicer. It just makes sense.
And because the books are right in front of you, it's very difficult to resist.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, I've already collected like 6 books from this event today alone, and I don't know how I'm going to carry these all back to Long Island. My bag was heavy enough when I got here, so it's going to be pretty rough.
Well, I've collected 3 so far, and I'll
okay.
probably I at least brought a bag, so I came somewhat prepared. Yes.
Yeah,
so,
that's
but,
very smart.
Carol Honig is the author of 4 books, the latest of which is The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, a collaboration with John Barber, a collection of some of his many, many, many reviews that he wrote for Los Angeles Magazine, The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, available wherever books are sold. Carol also has written 2 novels.
Yes, yep.
And you mentioned you enjoy fiction
uh-huh.
more than nonfiction. I can see why. I've dabbled a little bit in it myself.
Okay.
Is because that's where you really trust your powers of imagination.
Absolutely, you know, and it's funny because people think I'm crazy, but sometimes a character will come to me when I could be driving my car and I'm like, oh, they're haunting me. They want me to write about them. And that happened in all of my books that I worked on. I'm like, okay, they're not going to leave me alone until I actually get down on paper what I need to do, or on computer, whatever the case may be. But, you know, and the fun thing, too, is about John's book. I call it John's book, even though it's my byline is on it, is that we include...
John is very much a part of that.
He really is, absolutely. And the fun part, too, is that I share what his review of the Academy Awards, and that's how we end the book. As his review of the, and it's really amusing. And he loved the fact that I put that at the end. I said, well, it kind of makes sense. So, yeah, we add that too.
The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, a collection of John Barber's reviews for Los Angeles Magazine. The author is Carol Honig. The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, available wherever books are sold. Carol, thank you for spending a few minutes talking to our audience.
My pleasure. It was very nice to meet you, and thank you for asking me about my books.
Carol Honig and Kelly Conway from the floor of the Hollywood Museum's inaugural Celebrity Authors Forum. We'll play more highlights from this event later on in the program. In the meantime, we'll take a quick time out. Then Bill Hayes and Susan Seaforth Hayes of Days of Our Lives will join us. We come back for hour number 2 of TV Confidential. Stay with us. This Week in TV History now has its own podcast. You can enjoy This Week in TV History with Tony Figueroa on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you find podcasts. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.